As a young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
Hi. 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 It's me. I'm only kidding. Welcome back to another week of fun hysteria, sexual innuendos, and basic silly buggers on the Two Oceans Vibe Show. Another Thursday. It's 3:35. I'm Seth Rotherham, coming to you live from Cape Town. Today's guest, none other than the kite surfer Marcus Brand. Welcome to the studio, Marcus.
How are you, Seth? Thanks very much.
Very well. Let's just get this microphone story right. Are you understanding it?
I think I got you here.
Yeah, that's very good. Luckily, Marcus comes with a fucking booming voice, so we won't have to worry too much about him. He doesn't have the petite voice of Baglet, who we had the other day. Marcus, obviously famed via his name as the kite surfer, big into kite surfing. There's loads to talk about today, from kite surfing to Vespers to house break-ins and South Africa and speeding fines and all sorts of things. Marcus, how are you feeling? A little bit nervous, or are you absolutely cool?
No, Seth, I'm just taking your cue here. You seem quite relaxed behind the microphone, so...
No, I'm okay.
I'm just going to breathe off your energy.
Yeah, big time. What is the big thing that you want to put across about yourself today to the single ladies? I mentioned on the site that you are single at the moment and mentioned that you are quite a catch. What is the all-over round thing that you want to put across to the ladies today?
Seth, I think it's just the complete package, but obviously the one that you forgot to mention was tango dancing. I'm quite a tango expert, and I think that really needs to come through.
Yeah, that's one of Marcus's skills. He's got all sorts of skills. We'll go through his skill set today as we ease you into 1 or 2 hours of absolute pleasure and hysteria. Catch you after this. This is Jump. They played this last night at Madame Zingara, which is sick.
I'll take you down.
Right, and we're back after that sweet little number called Jump by the Pointer Sisters. They played that last night. I went to Madame Zangara. Have you gone, Marcus?
I have, indeed. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. I really had a good time. And the one thing that really struck home was the music. And I got particularly excited about that song. And apparently it's quite a big one at Tiger Tiger on Saturday night. So when last did you go to Tiger Tiger, Marcus?
Seth, I think probably about a year and a half ago. It was such an experience. I couldn't really get back to this since then. It's
a year and a half ago?
It offers quite a lot. I think Tiger Tiger after Madame Nagara is a fairly good option. It just tees the evening off.
Yeah. Well, I didn't manage to go to Tiger last night. But that brings us over to girls and stuff. We'll go into a breakdown of Marcus. Please feel free to send in questions, comments, and anything, and you can stand in line to win a case of Jack Black beer or a meal for two at Cafe Rue in Nurduk, our restaurant of choice. The number to send your text to is +27 76 907 3679. I'll give that to you again. +27 76 907 3679. Or send in questions via email to editor@twooceansvibe.com. We're also taking Skype phone calls. You can send in a Skype phone call anytime you want while we are talking. Obviously, we can't take calls during the music. So if you throw in a call, we will take your calls. Our Skype name is The Two Oceans Vibe Show. Now, the last time you went to Tiger Tiger, did you come right?
I think I did, to be honest. It's quite difficult not to there. With a $50 or $100 in your pocket, you are certainly a rock star. It's a fair difference to the Casbah and Atlantic Seaboard establishments.
Yeah.
I think I did. Yes, I have to report a positive.
A positive. And lately, how have you been doing? I think you've done fairly well. Come to think of it, what were your last two acquisitions?
It's hard to keep a good man down. It's the end of the summer has been fairly kind to me, yes.
But you haven't had a good long term since that German girl.
No, that's about right. But you know, it's almost time to start looking again. Maybe on the onset of winter and a couple of cold fronts floating around, we might need to readjust the status quo.
No, that last relationship of yours with the German girl, not to, I'm not teasing you, I'm just raising it as a subject talking point.
Yes.
With regards to the reasoning, and you ended it because of something that we do talk about a lot in terms of when girls reach a certain age, you can't be seen to be just having a laugh with them for a while unless you are quite serious, because when you get to that age, it's, you know, chicks are... the clock's ticking, etc., etc. So that was your reason to leave that one. Am I right?
I think you raise a good point there. You know, as a slightly mature young man, you've got to really, I think, within about 6 months or 6 to 8 months, you need to make a call on it.
6 to 8 months. You think it's fine to go through 6 or 8 months?
I think it probably takes 6 to 8 months before you kind of know the person. Yes, but. If you're not fairly sure after, well, maybe 6 months is a bit premature, but certainly sure after a year, then my advice is probably walk away from it if you're not.
Do you not think a year's a bit long in terms of wasting their time?
Not really. A year's not too long. It's just it's good batting practice.
You know? For the guys, certainly is. Now, just before you all in. Few things we've been talking about Marcus. His big love is kite surfing. Now, Marcus, when last did you kite surf?
Well, Seth, I actually had a great little session this weekend.
Oh, really? Where'd you go?
I don't know if you saw, there was some fantastic swell coming through.
Does swell normally equal wind?
Swell normally is the precursor to the cold fronts that come through.
Yeah.
So swell often means wind in a day or two, and normally northwester wind as opposed to our resident summer southeaster.
Yeah.
So if you time it right, you can get the best of both. That's been a bit of swell and a southeaster wind, and that's what happened on Sunday. So really, I'm still glowing from that. It was fantastic.
And there was your little shot of heroin, as you like to call it.
Just a little injection, yes.
Yeah. No. This is something that you do harp on about with regards to how nice it is to have a wind sport, and you were saying that is quite essential to living here.
I just feel that, you know, guys are living in Cape Town, and and it offers so much. We really do have some fantastic conditions for kiting and windsurfing, all wind sports, all water sports, but especially wind water sports. And the guys are crazy not to just embrace it a bit more instead of the wind being the bane of their life. There's so many guys having a radical time out at Blåberg and all over the coast. Then it's worth making the plunge and getting yourself a kite and a board. And
you don't even have to go that far. Just have something to do in the wind. There's another thing that Marcus and I do in the wind is flying our radio control gliders on Signal Hill. That's another good one.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we haven't quite recovered from the last time we knocked out of the sky.
We need to fix
those
planes. We fucked them up completely. I think yours is still at my house in the garage.
I don't know if we're allowed back there, but after we broke flight protocol.
There's a lot of geeks up there on Signal Hill, and we like to go against the grain there just to work them up, and boy, do they get worked up.
Yeah, we're the only full contact flying enthusiasts when you try and knock each other's plans out of the sky.
Radio control gliding is a contact sport.
Exactly. They just get a bit upset when you break their balsa. They're 3 years in the making, balsa would pay off.
And it's worth a fucking fortune as well. Now, Marcus Brain is also famed for his family, the Brain family, and Brain is spelt like the one in your head. And the story that we always laugh at with regards to Marcus's family, it's not a laughing point. It's actually like an envious story. Is the Brain family are quite a force to be reckoned with. It's all about the family and togetherness, etc., etc. And also one of the few families that. The parents are still actually married and happily married at that. So it's always a teasing point with Marcus with regards to the Brain family. And in particular, the various hobbies that the whole family has to partake in and endure, generally raised by the father, Mike, who might remind you of Magnum. We were talking about Magnum earlier and moustaches. Your father sports a wonderful moustache. Have you ever thought about that?
I certainly will embrace it a bit further. I've got quite a strong feeling that moustache is going to come back.
Yeah.
And I've considered actually being the forerunner in that and bringing it back. I've got enough facial hair on my top lip now, so I think I can manage a proper fully
grown. Well, you've
grown.
Got your father's cock. Let's hope it runs through with a moustache as well, because he's got a fantastic moustache. Marcus has got a fantastic cock, girls. He's not cat, hooded, and absolutely fine with that. He's fine with it. Now, Marcus, the one project that you did was, which I mentioned on the website, was restoring the MG. Do you want to run me through that? Was the car completely fucked, or was it nearly done anyway?
No, Seth. It was in pretty bad nick.
Yeah.
I bought it off a dude. I bought it off a fella for about $14,000 or so, and I spent a good part of 3-4 months fixing it.
Yeah.
And the word used when it was finished was concourse, which is one of the higher accolades you can get to a restored car. It's better than showroom.
Better than showroom condition. Marcus's father is not averse to responding to the question as to how he is with the phrase showroom condition. That's what it's all about there. So the MG, how long did that take you to restore? And which one was it?
It was the 1968. I like to refer to it as the 69 MGB, which is the one to have with the wire wheels and the chrome bumper. And it's I ended up painting it Alfa Rosso red. It really was a beauty.
And at the time you were at UCT, is that right?
I was, yeah.
Did you find having like a bit of a vintage car something of a lure? For the ladies?
No, it definitely had its advantages. It was fantastic, but the only problem is once I'd restored it, I was too scared to drive it. Mm. So it took me four months to finish it, and I think I did about 150 kilometers before I sold it.
Why is that?
I was petrified. I'd put so much time and effort into it. I just didn't want to scratch it or damage it.
But you certainly made use of it. So, I mean, there was that Lauren girl and all of that.
Yes. It did come in handy. Every
and
now
Sarah,
and
Sarah, someone, if I remember correctly.
Well, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, no, it was good.
No, that's fine. And there's a few other things that you've been working on, and the most recent one is obviously the Vespa. I got a great story about Marcus and his new Vespa that he thought he had nailed it, and he completely fucked it up. It's 3:50. You're live with me, Seth Rotherham. This is Life as a Highway. Fucking enjoy it, my angel. Looks like a road that you travel on when there's one day and the next.
next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free and loving soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.